I'm Michelle Durham with three things to know right now. The Delaware Valley was socked with rain overnight and this morning, and there are several communities that were hard hit. One is Westville, Gloucester County. And thousands of Patco commuters this morning had to find another way to work because the rains flooded out several stations, including Voorhees and Woodcrest Station. There was no service between Lindenwald and Broadway. Patco did resume service at noon. Another weather-related incident, the roof of the Flower Town Acme on Bethlehem Pike collapsed at 4 a.m. Fortunately, everyone in the store at the time was able to escape safely. No injuries reported. And authorities say there was extensive damage done to the building, so it's unlikely that store will open anytime soon. Wildlife experts say they've discovered a new tawny-coated animal, and they're being called cat foxes. They're found on the Mediterranean island of Corsica, and the animals are rare. It's believed there's just over a dozen of them roaming around the island. But they're not cats, and they're not foxes. It's a mixture of the two. They have wider ears, shorter whiskers, and more highly developed canine teeth than domesticated cats. France's National Hunting and Wildlife Office has taken DNA samples of the animals in the hopes to get them recognized and protected. In sports, the Phils finish out their series in Washington today. Let's take a look at the CBS 3 Eyewitness Forecast. We've got the flash flood watch in effect until 1 a.m. tomorrow morning. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds today. Steamy conditions with evening thunderstorms, and some of those could be severe with a high of 88. Showers and a heavy thunderstorm tonight. Those storms can be locally strong with a low of 68. Tomorrow is the first day of summer. Breezy, less humid, gradual clearing, the high of 79. Depend on us for all news and all that matters to you. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app or ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.